Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got a little bonus show for you on a Friday. And by little bonus show, obviously, I mean little. What's up, Lila Hartz?
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome back. We're happy to have you. Who'd you bring with you here?
Leonardo Johnny.
There we go.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Named after the turtle or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents were like, maybe she'll fight crime in this inner city that we're raising.
I'm not convinced they were fighting crime.
I don't think they were either.
I think they may be responsible for 9/11.
The turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you looked into it? You know how Building 7 went down without actually getting hit by a plane? I think that they demoed it.
From underneath.
Yeah.
From underneath. And also, they could hide underneath their shells and then get out of the
rubble. They wouldn't even get fucked up by it.
And you know,
the other part of it is, why do you think turtles have been so active in American politics lately? Trying to ban straws and shit?
Yep. Wow. Mitch McConnell, ever think about that?
Yeah.
I have.
He was a turtle that just aged out of his shell.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, I think they actually took his shell. Because he was an embarrassment to the turtles.
That's going to happen here. It's nice to start off with 9/11 humor today. When we came here, you saw the Hope Solo asshole up there, and you were offended by it.
Well, I just was grossed out. I think it was disgusting.
Why don't you like
assholes?
Women's assholes?
Because
it seems
any
like you're
assholes.
Not a feminist.
I don't like any assholes.
At all?
She's definitely
all.
Not a feminist.
No.
Okay.
No. I hate assholes. Ahead, and first of all, I think we have an obsession with assholes that's a CIA psyop.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. All of a sudden, everybody was eating ass in the middle of the pandemic. Remember?
That's great.
Well, the CDC came out and was telling everybody to wear masks.
Yep.
And then they were like, by the way, if you want to eat ass, just make sure you pull your mask down between licks. And I was like, all right, Satan's running the CDC. That's
you
what's
and I did that show together. And we had a hilarious fucking back and forth about it. Remember that?
I think you need to provide more context than she's talking about eating ass, and you say we did a show together.
We did not on air. We didn't eat each other's asses, but we talked about the CDC banning fucking ass licking during COVID.
Oh, yeah, and don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
They weren't banning it. They were encouraging it. They were telling everybody how to have safe ass eating
But they
techniques.
Still wanted you to wear a mask, and that we weren't down with that. If you're eating ass anyways... Sorry.
That was my whole point.
Well, I think that maybe it's less nefarious and more just garden variety nanny state bullshit. They were trying to expose you to more poop so your immune system would get better. Probably, right? That's the whole point of eating ass, I think.
No, I think
is that not right?
I think it's run by demons and they were trying to get everybody to eat.
Because I've been wearing a doctor's outfit every time I do it. Am I fucked up?
No, you're fine.
I think
to do
I'm
that.
Right and she's wrong.
I agree. And do you not like to have your ass eaten? Is that where we're going?
I don't like anything involving the ass.
Lila, where do you live on this?
Well, the guy who used to eat my ass out in high school, he grew up to become a youth pastor. So I think my ass leads people to Jesus.
Like a portal.
A portal to Christ.
Yeah, like John the Baptist. Your asshole, John the Baptist, are like pretty much the same guy.
Yeah, my ass is out here saving lives.
Yeah.
So.
My asshole leads people to Jesus.
Yes.
I hope that's on your headstone. Like, that's kind of it. How is Lila?
The problem with this one is she's kind of a nihilist. You know what I mean? So she doesn't care if people get led to Jesus.
I guess not.
That's not true at all.
It's completely true.
Are you married?
No.
Well, there's your answer. Wait, you're not eating ass.
What does that have to do with it?
Not eating ass doesn't enjoy having her ass eaten. Like, that takes a lot off the table.
Does it?
I'm not sure that's accurate.
I don't know about that.
What about anal sex? Is that a no-go too?
Yeah, come on now. It's just, you're not supposed to put your dick in the poop hole. It's disgusting.
Boy.
You're going to put your dick in the poop hole and then I got to put it in my mouth? Like, no.
There's an old story about a person in a flood, right? It's a guy who, it starts raining really hard and he prays to God, please help me. And then he's stuck up on his, in the attic and a boat drives by to help him. And he's like, oh no, God will save me. And then the boat goes away and then the water gets higher and he's on the roof of his house now and a helicopter comes by and he goes, no thanks, God will save me. And then next scene, he's drowning and he's like, why didn't God save me? God sent you a lot of opportunities.
Yep.
So right? So you're saying
there's a hole that my dick fits in for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
And who do you think you are?
Exactly. And you are not wearing a wedding ring probably for that reason. Do you have like a Jewish mom?
I like
no.
I really enjoy trying to justify anal sex through Christian theology.
Well, no, here's why. Because you have a Jewish vibe, so you're fun and flirty and all that stuff. I don't know. It could be Italian.
Do I look like I'm totally undermining the national currency? Is that my vibe?
Yeah. And it's one of those things where you've probably been on a campus or something like that, or you could be Italian. It's either Jewish or Italian.
Yeah, Albanian.
Albanian, okay.
Yeah.
Nowhere near it, but that's fine.
Albania is actually really close to Italy.
To Italy.
Are you friends with your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mom call you and say, why aren't you getting married?
No. She knows why.
She does know why.
Yeah. She goes, this one's done.
Oh, she's she says this one's done?
She says, you know, you just don't date a black guy. Everything will be good.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You got to stay away from black guys.
That's what my dad told me.
Yeah. It is.
He didn't say shit about white dudes, though.
No.
You know, I used to tutor, and I tutored this college kid who was gay, and he was, I remember one time he told me he liked a NBA basketball player, and I go, oh, a black guy? He goes, ugh, that's disgusting. I was like, you're fucking gay, bro. You can't be racist and gay.
Yeah, you can't be two things.
It's too much.
Who was his favorite player? Is that a curiosity?
Some white NBA player that he thought was hot.
Jerry West.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick.
Probably J.J.
Redick. J.J. Redick, yeah, absolutely.
He's going to now know who I'm talking about.
But. Yeah, but next time you talk to your mom, say, hey, Mom, I didn't tell you the answer. That's because I'm leaving out an entire hole for a man.
My mother would be appalled.
Mortified.
I don't think she would.
She would. She'd be like, what? The girls are doing this? They're putting things in their butt? What is wrong with
these
girls?
So that's why you're not doing it, because you don't want to have the conversation with your mom, which might lead to anal sex in her life. Because you can't handle that emotionally. Nobody can.
No.
Nobody can think about their mom getting their butt drilled out.
Yeah, that's, no.
That's just like, you can't
My
even
mom
conceptualize
is one of the
that.
Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Okay.
She's one of the last women who got married as a virgin.
K-Koss, big hog.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's got a big dick.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, he's been trying to get it on TV for years.
Yeah. I have no idea what that has to do with this conversation.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Because Last of the Mohicans. Was he not in that?
Different guy.
No, you're talking about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, all Indian movies don't look the same. You're talking about Dances with Wolves, which is close.
Yeah,
look, dude, that is
We went hard last night.
We won pretty handily, so I feel like I could say whatever the fuck I want.
We got all their land and all that shit. So we went hard last night for the NFL draft, got liquid IV here, and then booze to kind of balance everything out. You guys are in town here for the All Minds Fest, which we're doing as well Saturday nights. You guys are opening up tonight, right?
Yes, and tonight we are performing at the Vulcan, and it's also the chat rap meetup for Alex Stein. He'll be headlining.
Love Primetime Stein, 69. He's been on the show before. Big fan of his. Have you met him?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's real sweet.
Fucking out of control, that guy.
He's actually real sweet off camera, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, he was here. Yeah, we love him. Like, we're huge fans of his.
Yeah.
Because we're doing, I think he's on After Us Saturday nights. We got Drea Di Matteo from The Sopranos on the show. We're doing a live show with her.
Nice.
And then Stein is on afterwards with Shane Cashman. Shane was here on Wednesday. Have you guys met Shane?
Yeah. I have not.
Oh, yes, you have.
He's the fucking best.
You have. We did the Grifties with him.
Big fan. Guess I did.
Big fan of Shane Cashman.
Okay.
So if you're hanging out in real life, pull that guy aside and just ask him about his favorite conspiracy.
All right, we'll do.
I like that.
He doesn't believe
in a
clouds.
Fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, you know, I don't either.
Whoa. Whoa.
Don't believe in clouds.
Yeah, they were invented. That's why you see all the pictures from the old pictures. They have the sky cropped out or it's all just blue. So.
What about thunderstorms?
That's fine. Those are fine.
What about the clouds on other planets?
No anal.
There are no planets.
No anal, no clouds, no planets.
No other planets. It's all an illusion. We live in a holographic universe.
Okay.
Mm.
Actually, the CIA did release documents that said we live in a holographic universe. That's a true story.
I get that. But I'm a physical being. Like, it's a physical touch.
Sure.
That's what your programming is telling you.
Oh, is
exactly.
It?
Is that why you're always touching yourself?
Every single day. Every single day.
I gotta make sure I'm real.
Every day. I've gotta put two hands on it.
It's kind of a Pinocchio thing for him because he yells, I'm a real boy, into the mirror, eye to eye with himself while he's pounding off.
Over and over and over.
I'm a real boy.
Yep.
Ugh, fucking Geppetto, you piece of shit.
And then when I come, I cut the strings off and then I become real after that. You know?
And then he kills an elderly man.
Yeah. Geppetto.
Geppetto, you little bitch.
You know how many times that guy's been touching kids?
I was going to say, Geppetto's a child molester.
Sure he is. He made a kid for himself.
He did.
Yeah, that's what that was. That was the original gay men having babies.
He made a wooden boy.
That's Pete Buttigieg is right the modern day Geppetto.
Sure is. Sure is.
You know he's out there breastfeeding that kid. Oh, you know he is.
Has to be.
He's got a Geppetto file.
I got a conspiracy. Pete Buttigieg is not actually gay.
He looks fucking gay.
I agree. I fucking agree. I've been saying it.
Really?
He's a CIA agent pretending to be gay. It's part of it. It's part of the thing.
I just think he's doing it for clout.
No, he's been instructed by the CIA.
We're going to have to check out his asshole, probably.
I like that.
Well, actually, we don't know which one's the pusher and which one's the leaker in that
relationship.
Neither
of them. They're not fucking each other.
Wow, dude.
You think they're both bottoms and they're scissoring buttholes?
I don't think Pete's gay.
Wow. Come on, man.
This is
great. Have you seen his
face?
We
met her for a half hour. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You were this fucked hard crazy, and I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. What are the other conspiracies? You're going to fit in real great this weekend, by the way, with everybody.
I mean, I have a lot of them. I have a lot.
Go ahead, fire away.
Well, I think there's an ice wall in Antarctica, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a Game of Thrones-er.
Game of Thrones.
I like
Game
that.
Of Thrones are.
Delco, what's explain on the that other to side the audience. Of the ice wall.
I think there's probably more land they're hiding from us.
I think most people would understand that reference because they've seen the show, Ross.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you. I've never seen it.
Everyone on the panel's probably seen the fucking show. Like,
I doubt it.
I bet the majority of the audience has seen the show.
Yeah, they have. But what's the fucking ice wall?
It's a giant ice wall in Game of Thrones.
To keep out the White Walkers. Keep
out the White Walkers, and then also the wild people live on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, but they moved up there.
They did move
there. They're like the pilgrims.
Yeah. So there are people outside of the Antarctic ice wall, and those people are actually free. We're the ones who are trapped.
I have friends who have been to Antarctica.
They go to a specific part in Antarctica. They're not they always allowed do. In You're other right. places.
And that's true. I've seen that in documentaries and interviews. It's always the same fucking place in Antarctica.
So you think Elon's involved then, probably, right? Because he's got satellites in space.
I think so, yeah. For sure. Yeah, any of the elites that they put in front of you, they're controlled.
I love all of this. Yeah. What do you got next?
I mean, I don't know. You got to just pick a topic.
Do you
and let
think
me know.
That they're reptilians?
No, I think they're demons.
So... Because this will go back to acid.
So you don't believe That's in planets, but you believe in demons.
I believe in demons, yeah.
You
demons
do.
But not planets, just okay. to be clear.
Not kidding about the planets.
Or clouds.
Yeah. The clouds are probably fake.
Probably.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yeah. Birds are real.
Birds are real. Okay.
Birds are real. Mm. That's a fake one that they're trying to throw you off with.
2020 election.
Stolen.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yep. For sure. Hands down.
This next one.
Ooh. I think they're going to let Trump win because I think he's going to usher in the age of the Antichrist.
That's what Dan said.
So we're on the same page, Dan.
Yeah. He thinks they're setting it up so they can fuck it all up and then get it back forever.
Well, I think there are warring factions of elites. That's what I think. And I think the ones that are in control right now really don't like Trump. I don't think they're faking that. And they're trying to keep him because they want to hold power. And he kind of represents a populist movement that could get out of control. But I think the elites that are putting him up think that he's going to be able to control them. And they're in for a sad surprise. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like all of this.
Thank you.
Man, I have no idea. You seem like a normal stand-up comedian at the bar, and then underneath it, dude, you're just this
Well, you haven't seen her stand-up before.
Yeah.
It's basically just this.
Is it really? Yeah. It's just Is her, that your stand-up
it's
for
her rattling
it's
off
It's a lot of this.
Theories.
It's a lot about me telling women that feminism was a lie that was pulled on them. It's me roasting weak men for being weak.
Oh, you love my wife then. She doesn't believe in feminism either. Yeah. Yeah, she's like...
She also thinks recycling makes us look poor.
Yes.
Well, we're not really recycling anything.
That's we're true. Not. Yeah. Now, that is true. So we've confirmed that in three different cities. So Austin, they don't have enough workers here to do it. So they just dump it in with everything else.
Yep.
Wilmington, North Carolina did the same thing.
New York City doesn't recycle.
And Los Angeles, too. Yeah, because there's not enough space.
Like, it's a scam.
It's a total scam. Also, global warming, total scam. Mm. Bigger problem is pollution. And the worst countries, the worst offenders of it are the Philippines, China, all these countries.
India.
India.
Yep. You got a problem with the Philippines?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I think we should nuke it.
Are you Filipino? Right.
I am Filipino.
Well, no, the guy really? That does all of our art is a Filipino Navy guy.
Yeah.
He's the best.
We don't. We like ever. The ones that are here now.
Well, he's still in Manila.
Well, I think he went back voluntarily, though.
Yeah, he did, because it's fucking cheap as shit there.
No, he owns like a mansion over there. It's nice. Great. Yeah.
Is he single?
Yeah.
I don't think Jay? So. He's got a big family.
Really?
I don't know who all is related to who.
Is he looking
who.
For a concubine?
They all look exactly the same.
Yeah. Is that what you're looking for?
No.
You want to get the fuck out of here and end it all?
No. Okay. I love America. It's the greatest place. Anyway, once this country falls, there's no place that's going to be safe.
None?
No.
Behind me, that's where it'll be safe.
Yeah, she's buying Dan.
To start murdering people. I can't wait for this shit to kick off.
Yeah, he's been waiting for this for a while.
I'm bored. You know, I've done all of the like charitable things I can think to do at mm-hmm. this point, and yes. now it's just time to You're fucking ready murder to start people.
Yeah,
annihilating.
Yeah,
I think we should start with the. I mean, I can't even say it.
No, go.
I'll get arrested. No, I can't.
Oh,
I'll get arrested.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know.
Yeah, is he 82? Is his age 82?
Oh,
we're taking out Jimmy. No, Jimmy Carter's old enough.
Jimmy Carter's old enough.
Nah. Okay. Nah, he's not a problem.
All right.
You don't think he is?
No, he doesn't even know where he is.
Neither's the president.
That's what I'm talking about.
Same guy.
he doesn't even know where he is.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Who are you talking about?
Jimmy Carter.
I'm talking about the people
that
control him.
Oh.
You don't even know who they are.
Oh, Obama?
We do, yeah.
Nah, Obama's controlled too. Are you kidding me?
I think he's the dude.
Nah.
I think he's the dude. I think Obama's the if he's not he's the dude. If he's not in charge, please. He's the main conduit from whatever.
Michelle is a tranny and they're
sure.
They're controlling that's their power that they have over them. They go, "Well, tell everybody you're dating a tranny and you're gay," and then nobody's gonna pay attention to you.
Maybe.
For sure.
Yeah. Look, all of these are fun to hear. I don't know what's true and what's not
They're true.
True.
I think that maybe what's the possibility that all of this push to force transgenderism and normalize it isn't just to cover Big Mike coming out at some point and running for president?
That's what I think is.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a larger movement that started before Big Mike. They've been transitioning people for at least over 100 years, and they've hidden them within the public sphere so that they kind of have this like sick thing where they like the idea of making people kind of gay without them knowing it. So there've been
Russia
hot.
Likes that. So what? Yeah. Who's the they in that statement then?
I just saw it. Somebody sent one of our listeners sent in a video of be nice to your childhood friends. And it was two dudes, yeah, and then the one grew up to be switched to a woman and was super hot, and they're fucking married and making out in this
that's
video.
That's disgusting.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That's pretty disgusting.
It's quite wild.
Yeah, you're just gay, bro.
Yeah, that's it. And that's fine. But yeah.
I mean, it's not, but okay.
So who are they?
So I'll go back to 100.
No.
Well,
who are they?
Who are they?
The same elite group of people who have been running shit since the Babylonian period. This is an ancient death cult that has basically controlled.
Well, they're not very good at it.
Oh,
because the population's grown 1,000 times since then.
Right, but they needed that before because they needed workers. Right now, they don't need them because they have AI and they have technology. They're trying to get rid of us. They just want the planet, and they want enough. They want enough, and they want enough of people that can be controlled. Which, by the way, is not Western Europeans. So that's why they're trying to get rid of them.
God, I love this, dude. I was not expecting to walk into this today. This is why this is the greatest job in the world. No, I've met you too, dude, and you seem totally fucking normal. And then on the inside. It is just it is 90 hamsters on a wheel, dude. Just at a dead sprint, just a 4-2-1-40.
You know what I mean?
In your mind. I love it.
The chat wants us to give her some cocaine.
That's fine.
I don't.
Just to see where that goes.
I think it's gone from last night.
I don't do drugs. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, there's DMT in that shoe.
We weren't really asking.
Yeah. Sorry. What did you think it was in your drink, Cosme?
Got a little
bit in there.
You know what?
All right, don't look at the screen here. Lila, obviously, I think you're the most famous little person we've ever had on the show.
Yes, I am.
Like ever, right?
Absolutely.
I've worked with a bunch of them, but they've never come on the show.
I don't think we've had any on the show. No. Brad was supposed to come on once, but he got delayed in L.A.
Brad's always got little problems. Pun intended here. Every time he's like, I don't think I can get out there. This, you know,
his flight got canceled last time, and I think the whole trip ended because he couldn't make it here.
Who knows? It's like three times. We gave up on him.
Well, technically, I'm the most famous person with spina bifida you've ever had on the show.
We don't fucking see race.
Yeah, we don't see it. We don't see that. Whatever that gender or race that you just said is, we don't see it or hear it.
I'm the spina bifida baddie, okay? Yeah.
So let's go. I want to go top 10 little people here of all time. All right?
Okay.
Do you have a list?
Do I?
Yeah. In your mind?
Work. He's my favorite.
All right,
because of Life's Too Short. Do you ever see that?
Warwick Davis is coming in number one on this list. By the way, he's 3'6".
The guy from Hobbit, but he did a show with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant on. It was like BBC Three or whatever their HBO is. I can't remember what it is, but it's funny as fuck.
It's
you
great.
Gotta watch it. Or maybe it was BritBox.
No, it was HBO here.
Was it HBO?
Oh, no, shit.
No, that was the Netflix. That was the one where he was a character.
It was on HBO here.
It was on HBO here.
It's so fucking funny. It's the best. The best scene from any comedy show I've ever seen is in it, and it's Liam Neeson. So just go Life's Too Short, Liam Neeson, on in your free time and watch that.
It's the greatest.
The funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
Who do you got at one?
Midge-wise.
Yeah, Midge-wise.
I don't know his name, but he was the little person in Bruges with Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah, the racist one.
I loved him.
That's why, probably.
Who is that?
An Eastern racist Western European dude? You're like, yeah.
Bob, you love In Bruges.
I didn't care that he was under 4 feet.
You're not wrong. I do love In Bruges.
I know. Who's the midge?
I always forget that actor's name.
He's not that famous.
He's not.
I think that's the only thing
he's not that famous, yeah. But I went to Bruges.
Jordan
cool.
Prentice.
Jordan Prentice. He's not on this list.
That's too good of a name.
It is.
For a guy to not have achieved some level of success.
I know.
But I guess that was a really good movie.
When I first watched that movie, I thought it was Peter Dinklage because all midges look the same.
Well, yeah. There you go. Hey, Peter Dinklage.
He actually gets mad about that.
Yeah,
the Dink is up next. He comes in at number two on this list.
But tell me he doesn't look like Peter Dinklage.
A little bit.
Pull up Peter Dinklage.
A little bit.
I mean, pull up two fucking retards. They both look the same.
Yeah. There we go.
That's the way it is, man.
Look at that. You tell me they're not. Tell me they're not the same.
This is my buddy from college wrote and directed this movie. This is with Christopher Walken as well. I did not remember
this guy. Love Christopher
Walken. I know.
Not a midget, but
I know.
Fun
Holy
times.
Shit, dude.
It's like a cardboard cutout of Peter Dinklage left out.
Yeah,
in the rain.
It sure does. Didn't have a big part in this movie, by the way, but good for
just a little part.
Him. That movie came out 15 years ago, though, so that's a tough one. Peter Dinklage came in at two.
Number one.
4'5".
Number one has to be Vern Troyer.
Well, Vern Troyer came in at three here on this list.
You know what?
When 2'8". He's 2'8", by the way.
When he passed away, so many people messaged me in my DMs and said, I'm so sorry for your loss, Layla. We had never even met.
I texted all my black friends when George Floyd died.
Yeah.
And you said congratulations?
Yes.
No, he said, I can't breathe either.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me.
I had bronchitis at the time.
He did, but, and he couldn't
And I was
breathe.
Like, I know how he felt, so.
And so to help him, because he doesn't like to take pills, I had to come over to his house, put him on the ground, put my knee on his neck, and then force feed him the pills.
So. I like that.
And he got better. He got
As
better.
As you can see.
Because he wasn't on fentanyl. That's why.
Right.
So yeah, Tony Cox is coming in at four. Tony Cox is great. Remember from Bad Santa?
Yeah, dude.
And Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
Very
fuck,
good in that.
Dude.
But only briefly. Just a short appearance.
Yeah. He had a small role.
Yeah.
He had a small role.
Just nailed it. A little role.
Yeah. Nailed it. Michael J. Anderson is on this. Pull him up, Bob. He's 3'7".
Yeah, it shouldn't take much effort.
No, it shouldn't. Michael J. Anderson also won't take up a lot of JPEG space.
He's Oompa Loompa guy.
Oh, is he really?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the guy that played the Oompa Loompa?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Wow, I've never seen an old midget.
What's with the head? Why is the head that big?
Well, I don't think he planned it that way.
Well, I didn't know if, you know, as you get older, maybe your head keeps growing, how that works.
If you take HGH, it will.
Well, maybe he's like, on HGH. Is he ripped?
Peyton Manning, for example.
Yeah, is he all jacked up?
No, does he look all jacked up? I mean, he looks all jacked up, just not the way you're saying.
Oh, my God. Great one, though. This is a great
one. He looks
one.
Like a little goblin.
You know, but the actual number one has to be my best friend, Sassy Cassie. She's the world's smallest stripper, coming in at 2'10".
Okay. 2'10". Okay, so she's not on this list.
But she should be.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Pop her up.
She should be. She is number one.
Look at that little photo, Bob. Pop that up for everybody.
Sassy Cassie.
Oh, look at that little goblin.
She climbs up the stripper pole like a koala bear. It's the koala bear climb. She's very strong.
Yeah, she's got great quads. Very, very great. What, Dan? She's very strong quads, okay? If you're going to climb up poles all day long, you've got to have very strong quads.
Uh-oh, she got into the mini bar.
Uh-oh. Bob, you've been on fire this week, dude. This is the week of Bob for sure.
She's number one, and she's the best. She's freaking awesome.
Oh, that's a good one. next up, oh, shit, this is our buddy, Martin Kleba. Mm. Martin Kleba was in Range 15.
Yeah, he bit Evan's dick off.
He sure did. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
come on. Pull up Martin Kleba. You don't even know your own kind, dude. This is
fucked up. Okay, we don't all know each other.
You should. There's got to be a club.
That's not what I heard.
Or a secret underground meeting.
I will say this. Anytime if I ever happen to be in a room and there is another little person there, we do lock eyes. And it's just kind of like that, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're at the same eye level. Otherwise, you're staring at dicks all day.
Exactly.
Right?
You're forced to lock eyes at that point.
Should also, I put googly eyes on my pants just to be courteous to Midge?
I think so.
Because we've got googly eyes.
We sure do. We got them everywhere all over the office. So he was also in Project X. Do you remember he hopped out of the oven and started kicking everybody
like
in the
Sylvia
balls?
Plath.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that, I don't think.
Jesus Christ, Leonardo.
He looks cool.
I'm too busy researching real things.
Leonardo. No, you're
the
not.
Antarctic ice wall.
Kyrie Irving is all you're researching all day
Love
long.
Kyrie Irving.
I know you do. That's you're probably gonna, who you want to marry in real life, and your mom's just like, no black guys.
You're Albanian. You're going to convert to Islam?
I for him because he's
isn't he a fucking Muslim or some shit?
I converted to Christianity.
You were too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. After I went down the rabbit hole, I was like, "Well, I think Jesus is real, so I'm gonna go."
What makes you think that?
Well, if the elites are sacrificing things to Satan and every chance they get, they mock him. I don't know. And then I also did research after that, you know. But that was the first clue that he might be real. They really hate this guy. You don't hate somebody that's fake.
That's not true.
Who do you hate that's fake?
Name somebody.
Santa? That's fake.
Michael J. Fox.
Gay.
Yeah. No, look, if I'm trying to name something, I mean, what are you talking about? The Easter Bunny? Or?
Right. There's not like a whole, propaganda to make you hate the Easter Bunny.
Not yet.
Nah, it's never going to happen. It's fake.
Let's start.
Well, that's because it's...
For example, they don't make fun of Hinduism.
I do.
You do, but Damn, not the not
Oh, the elites? Yeah, because Hindus don't have any power.
Nah, it's because...
Christianity is the second largest religion in the world still, right?
Or
is it still the largest?
No, it's the largest.
It's still the largest. Yeah, because there's 3 billion Catholics.
It's one. I think Muslims too, right?
Yeah.
And Islam, I think, is the fastest growing religion.
It is, for sure, yeah. I mean,
but that's not great.
That's mostly because the Muslim parts of India are the fastest growing parts of the world.
I mean,
India is about to overtake China in population.
It's only because they fuck more. Like, it's not like people are converting in
mass. Okay, got it, got it, got it.
It's because they have more babies.
Oh, fuck. Jordan Prentice is on this list. Jordan Prentice.
Oh, the guy from, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I just know him from.
In Bruges.
That's
in
it.
Bruges.
He is on this list. Holy shit.
The In Bruges midget.
This is a totally different photo, man. Pop up the other one you just had. Because he had like a fucking beard in this one. This is a clean cut guy. Yeah. Fucking A, dude. So he did make the list.
How tall is he?
All right. In real life, he is 4'1".
And as opposed to which life, would he be a different height?
Look, we all reincarnated, right? I would imagine he came from another little person. And then I think he gradually grows. Like for you, I think in your next life, you might be 5'5". You're not going to be 6
No,
feet
I'm
tall.
Definitely going to be 6'2".
That's not true.
I'm actually going to come back in my next life as you.
Well,
we're going to switch places.
You'd be kissing 6'4" then at that point, which would be great. And I'd love to see it. You'd also be in the WNBA, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to come back as a black dude.
Do you really?
No.
Just so you can experience your own hatred of yourself?
No, I just want to say the N-word.
Over. He loves it. Yeah,
plot That's twist, all he wants you can to say. Still say it.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not it would the just same, be for effect if I'm doing it now.
Yeah, that's true.
You can say the M-word.
Who can?
You can. The M-word.
M?
Yep. I'm a real MIGA.
Oh yeah, for you, yeah,
MIGA,
midget,
MIGGA, yeah. Well, we have no problem saying the word midget. You gave us permission last time,
and you guys, call us biggers, right?
Is that what it is? All of us biggers.
Yeah, you biggers.
Yeah, dude.
No, you can say a hard R. It's fine. Hard R.
Yeah, we're okay with it.
Yeah, we don't care.
You don't have to.
You're amongst friends here.
Yeah, it's biggers.
Okay, bigger.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Coming out of her mouth, too. What's up? Yeah. What's up, bigger?
What up, bigger?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's just us biggers over here. Mm-hmm. Next up is Jason Acuna. Why does that name sound familiar?
Is that Ronald Acuna's little bird?
I wish he's white.
Sounds Hawaiian.
Jackass.
It is Jackass. God damn it.
What, Mini-Me?
You're right.
All right, Mini-Me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wee Man.
Wee Man, dude. I didn't. That's terrible that I only
You didn't
him as
even
Wee
know
Man.
He was Mexican.
I know.
Or whatever that is.
All I knew him was his Wee Man. I didn't know his real name all these years. Holy
Wee
shit.
Wee Man.
Dude. You ever party with Wee Man?
I've met Wee Man before.
Does he go hard?
At the Comedy Store. He was nice. It was cool. Again, it's like, you know, when I meet somebody and we're at the same height, it's like we're automatic friends, you know?
I agree.
There's just a connection. We're like, yeah, you get it.
Yeah,
you're down here with me. You guys remember when they said you could catch COVID by farting?
No,
they
no,
said
I don't
that.
Actually.
Well, when I read that, I was like, I need to stay away from elevators.
Yeah, you really do. Because you would get COVID right into your eyes and mouth real quick over there.
Well, gas rises, so just yeah. lie down on the ground.
Just lie down on the ground.
I mean, it's not that far.
When you get into an elevator. Next up is Deep Roy.
Oh, this is my friend.
You know Deep Roy?
I know Deep, yes.
His name is Deep?
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep Roy.
Doesn't sound that
you know
deep.
What? He played all the Oompa Loompas in...
Oh, in the new one?
Yeah, in the newer one. And a lot of little people were angry about that because he took so many jobs away.
Well, they were trying to shave off some budget, I think.
He played every single one. Yeah, Deep Roy.
Oh, shit, dude.
Do you think they call him that because he has a big dick?
Yeah. It has to, right? Do you know what? Did you ask him?
No, I did not ask.
You didn't ask him why they call him Deep Roy?
I wonder
Roy?
If, like, male midgets, you know how female midgets have a big ass? I wonder if male midgets, like, all their growth went to their penis.
Oh, dude. So I've worked with quite a few and done movies with
and
them.
He always asked to see their hog.
Well, no. The first one, because the first one was the first movie, and, like, he pulled it out on his own. We were in his room for a fucking party at a
hotel. Between the two of you?
No. There was women in there, whatever. And so, like, he got super drunk. Every midget gets super fucking wasted all the time. Why is that?
Because it's just, you know, that's what we get to have.
But it's not you guys can't drink because your bodies are so small.
Oh, we can drink.
No, you can't. Every midget gets fucking wasted around me. Like,
well,
wasted.
They must have a smaller liver.
That's what I think.
No, I think they have the same size. I've seen a lot of them that can drink a lot. Okay. I used to drink a lot.
So he whipped it out.
Bob, do me a favor.
What was it like?
He stood on the bed and he said, fuck all you guys. Like, I know you all think I'm a midget and everything else. It was Ed Ligg at Tuba. That's his character name. I forget his fucking real name. But anyways, he pulls out this fucking, he goes, I've got a bigger dick than all you guys. Pulled out his fucking dick and balls in this room. I mean, it was men, women. It was a whole party. And he had a fucking hog on him.
I told you. My theory is correct, then.
Ed Ligg at Tuba.
Yeah, smaller Matt body, Gogan. Larger dick.
Matt Gogan, yeah. Just died.
Bob, can you look up how much blood COVID. Midgets have? Because we've got, like, 8 pints of blood?
Nine.
Human beings?
Nine.
Is it nine?
Yeah.
Well, I weigh 85 pounds, which is a lot for me.
There's
right
no
now.
Way you've got the same amount of blood as me. And if you do, I fucking want it.
Yeah, we want some of that blood.
Yeah, I have extra special blood, actually.
Probably. So for children, I'm seeing it's about like 0.7 gallons. 80-pound child, 2,650 milliliters for an adult weighing like...
Can we get one more unit of measurement so I don't know what the fuck's going on, please? Where are you reading this from? This is the worst research I've ever heard.
I like where he's going with this. I understand it. Keep going. How much does a real man have?
1.5 gallons of blood.
There you go. So that's a lot. So
and a baby or a child, like toddler size?
A little over half a gallon.
Yeah.
So that's quite a bit of difference.
Three times. We have three times the blood as you do.
Yeah, so I'm still going to need some of that blood, though.
Well, or do you want some of ours?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
We'll load you up.
I'll bleed out. I'm ready to bleed out. And that's the top 10 here, guys. There's some old school ones here that I don't recognize. General Tom Thumb, which seems a little racist. And they've only got a black and white photo of him, Bob. Look up General Tom Thumb, 3'4".
What was he a general in?
I think the Civil War.
Oh, shit. Good for him.
Yeah. I think he was on the Confederate side.
He looks racist.
Holy shit. That's the general right there?
I can hear a banjo playing in the background. He just raped somebody.
He sure did.
Right before this picture, you can tell. Look at his face.
Who's one of his slaves?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
He's white. You
know. He pulled the Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
he's apparently. White. I don't think that's real anyway.
Do you think there was white people who were trying to go back and be like, no, I am part black. I want to be a slave.
No.
Okay, you don't think there were any sadomasochists back then that wanted to get whipped?
Yeah.
They're jealous of the slave for getting whipped. It's like,
no.
Oops, you step in front of them.
I don't.
Because BDSM back then was kind of frowned upon. But what if you like to get whipped in the bedroom and all that other shit? You don't think anybody flipped?
No, I think they had real problems, so they weren't inventing problems for themselves in the bedroom.
What were the real problems back then?
You know, people just dying of everything.
Yeah, and then slavery.
They drank like the wrong water. They're like, well, I guess I'm going to die this afternoon.
Yeah, that happens, dude. That happens.
So, you know.
Would you ever date a little person?
No.
What?
Wow,
sorry.
Dude. Wow, right in front of your best friends.
I love her, but, you know, I got to be honest.
Holy shit.
I'm a height enthusiast.
Are you?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'9".
Wow.
Look at that, dude. Now she's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm 4'6". And again, technically, I'm not a little person. I have spina bifida.
No, I understand that.
But I am 4'6". I do go to Little People of America. I go to the conferences. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm in this kind of this weird position because it's like most people with my condition are in wheelchairs. So it's very rare that I can walk. But the first time I went to a Little Person of America conference, I walked in and this little person walked up to me and she was like, what kind of dwarfism do you have? Like I wasn't supposed to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you go to the spina bifida conference and stunt on people because you're the only one that can walk? Because that's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, man.
What's up, Rolly? You guys aren't trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Do you park in the handicap space and then make them roll from further out?
I deserve that handicap parking spot space.
You sure do.
That's right.
I was married to a little person.
You were?
He was 5'7".
Wow. Oh, boy. For a man, that's...
That is tiny.
Yeah, it's such a complex, too. I was like, so that's why I never date anybody.
You look down on him.
Well, you know, I was fine. I was like, listen, I fucking married you. He still had a complex. So I was like, you know what? I got to go because you really have a complex.
How long were you guys married?
About 3 years.
3 years? And was it over his height?
No, he was just a piece of shit.
Okay.
You can say cunt on this show.
Yeah, we don't get fucked.
He was a total cunt.
Yeah.
What happened?
He was just manipulative and he was very cantankerous. He could never have peace. You know, he'd always...
Napoleon.
Yeah, he had a Napoleon complex. He always had to start a fight. And then, like, just fucking at the end of it, be like, why did you start this fight?
And then get syphilis and go crazy.
Pretty much.
Or whatever happened.
So then I left him.
Any DV or no?
From my end, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like you're the one who's throwing blows, dude.
That was the thing I said. I said, I can't be married to somebody where if we get into domestic dispute, I'm the one who's going to go to jail.
It is. Because you would probably beat the Christ out of him, right?
I would have, yeah. That's why he never tried any of that shit.
No.
I was like, I'll throw you down the stairs, you little fucking midget.
And your mom approved of that guy?
No. My whole family didn't like him. They knew.
You said, fuck it anyways.
I'm a rebel. You tell me I can't do something, I'm like, now I'm going to do it, even if it means destroying my own life.
Now, Lila, how tall is your husband?
My husband is 5'4".
5'4", okay.
So, but that's like, with me, that's like 6'2".
For sure.
Yeah.
And so. I think that's a good balance there, because if he was an actual 6'2", 6'3", that'd be a lot, weird. Right?
Then I would climb up him like a jungle gym.
Yeah. What's the tallest person you've ever had sex with?
I won't talk about that.
Well, is it over 6 feet?
She's only ever been with her husband.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, obviously. I didn't know if it was your first or second marriage.
Enough of that. And let me ask you this. When you guys play basketball in your driveway, how high is the rim?
Super high. I can jump.
You can't? You've got hops?
Yep.
She's Filipino. You know what I mean?
If I get into like a fight, cricket. My first instinct is just to start biting ankles. So
that's I mean, do what you're best at, right? Don't try to be somebody you're not.
Yeah.
Like a dude, for example. Don't try to be a dude.
I'm really good at being a woman, so.
Yeah, you are. How long have you guys been married now?
2 years.
2 years.
We got married on 2/22/22 at 2 p.m. in Dallas.
All of that on purpose?
Kind of it happened, but like we didn't, it wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I want this day. It just kind of happened to be that way. So we're like,
we know 22 cool. veterans a day kill themselves. So thank you for the shout out.
Yeah, that's nice because it feels like you did it for Dan. Yeah, I appreciate over there.
She remembered it in her.
Never forget.
I'm a firearms instructor.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. What type of firearms?
Well, my credentials are I just sewed this on myself.
Oh, sure.
You want to go out in the field here behind our studio and just blast some shit?
Yeah, yes. I've got a rifle right here.
We
yeah.
should.
And I've got a handgun right here.
So. Let's do it.
I'm an ass-eating instructor.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I just tell people don't do it.
What's that say?
just
Rim Reaper?
Oh, there it is. That's the old Rim Reaper. Yeah, you can take that with you.
My badass patch.
Beerworth says she's a small arms instructor.
Aww.
Small arms are like non-machine guns.
Nailed it.
So. I've shot a really big gun before, like a huge one.
How big?
We had to lay down to shoot it.
Lie down.
Lie down to shoot it. It was huge. Huge.
Huge.
It was bigger than me, bigger than my body.
It's like a 50 cal probably.
Yeah, and what was the kickback on that for you?
Well, usually they're on a tripod, so.
Well, yeah, you got to steady it. Like, how did you?
It was so fun. I don't know. It just was like, kind of shook my body a little bit.
Nice.
I want to see the footage of this.
It's on my Twitter.
Is it really?
She would look like fucking Bugs Bunny. Just like...
Yeah, just hopping back and moving around there. That would be pretty fun, yeah.
Well, we do range days down here a lot. You got to hit us up.
Yes.
I think the next one will be in October.
Leonardo, you ever fired off any fucking guns?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Albania, they were in a civil war for 90 years. What are you talking about? They've been trying to fight back the Ottomans for the last 100 years.
It's the Serbs.
Now is it the Serbs? Now it's the Serbs, yeah.
Yeah. You ever go back?
Yeah, all the time. I love it. It's beautiful.
Who's the most famous Albanian, you think?
Right now, it's probably Dua Lipa.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Delco's a big fan.
But Dua Lipa. Was it John Belushi? Is that the guy who killed himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
His brother's Jim.
EOD.
Yeah.
EOD.
Right. John Belushi was a very famous Albanian.
Yeah.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku.
Yep. Dushka, is that how you say it?
Skender Bey, but you guys don't know that. That's history.
What's that?
Skender Bey.
George
Castriati. He was a very famous historical figure. Everybody in Europe knows him because he fought off the Ottoman Empire successfully.
Mm. No shit.
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa was a famous Albanian.
Wow. Yeah, what did she do? Anything?
She told people that it was a good thing to be poor.
She did tell people.
And she was anti-women.
No shit.
Yeah. We had things in common.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a rosary right now for your sins there.
You can Bob's suck Catholic. Both of my balls, my man.
Yeah, stop talking shit about Mother Teresa.
Bob's Catholic. So,
she was a piece of shit. Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows Mother Teresa. It's just
Rita Ora. That Rita sounds Ora. Familiar. But
the singer. Yeah.
Baby Ray J. She's Albanian.
Baby Ray J?
Yeah. Bam Bam Baklava. What's his name? Look it up.
Wrestler?
No, he's a chef. He's Albanian.
Okay.
Very famous.
With Albanians.
Action Bronson,
thank you.
Action, fuck, dude.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's rapper. Fun. He's also rapper, he had a cooking chef. Show for a while. Yeah,
very funny guy.
I feel like all Albanians know who the famous Albanians are.
Of course. We sit down, we get instruction every day from our dads. They're like, you are Albanian. Let me tell you now where you come from. And then they list all the famous Albanians. Alexander the Great, his mother was Albanian.
Well, the mother was. Okay.
The mother. Well, that makes him half Albanian.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, are we claiming
Philip of Macedonia fucked an Albanian? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well,
shit.
Yeah, piece of shit.
First of all, we are the original Illyrians, which were the gangster fighters of Europe. So that's why we're still badasses. The rest of Europe lost its balls, and Albanians are still holding it down. So how about you two pipe the fuck down?
Would you ever go back and live there?
Yes.
You would?
I would if shit went to hell. I mean, it's a beautiful country.
Bob, can you pull up a map just so I can see where this is?
Albania?
Yeah, sure don't know where that is. I've heard a lot about it, which is fun.
It's by Greece.
Is it?
It's north of Greece.
What was that first pic you pulled up? That looked nice there.
What? I'm sure it's just a pic that came up. So here's Albania right here.
All right.
Just across the sea from Italy.
Yeah, who cares? Where's Texas?
And there's Italy.
I don't give a fuck about this. Put it on Texas.
All right, so you're right there. Who's your borders? Who do we got?
We got Montenegro, I think, at the top.
And Croatia.
And Croatia.
Is it Negro?
And then on the bottom is Greece, right?
Yeah, Greece and North Macedonia.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of those lands bordering around Albania are actually Albanian territory that are still occupied 95% by Albanians. But because of after World War I, the League of Nations went in and was like, we're going to arbitrarily divide these borders. And they took a lot of the Albanian land and put it in these other countries, which has led to crazy amounts of strife over there.
No shit. Yeah.
So once again, the United Nations, because the League of Nations was the precursor to the United Nations, fucking shit up all the time.
Okay. Bob, let's see some places over there. What are we talking about here?
It's on the Adriatic, right?
Right. So give me a beach house there. Is there a Zillow for Albania? Yeah. I just want to look at some prices.
It's nice.
I've looked at property there. There and Croatia and Trieste.
Pretty affordable.
The first pick you pulled up, Bob, looked beautiful. Yeah,
I've been to Croatia.
Go through Albanian beach rentals here.
Is that a thing on Airbnb?
Yeah. An Airbnb, a fucking place in Albania?
That's wild. Yeah, fine. Let's see an ocean view. What's that one?
Pretty
What's
affordable. The first one? $155 on the beach.
Shut the fuck up. Wow, dude.
Yeah, it's an entire home in Sarand, Albania.
Sarand is a beautiful place in Albania. Probably one of the most beautiful in the south of Albania.
Look at that.
And then the north of Albania has mountains and Alps. It's you. This would,
is,
yeah.
This Holy is the ho- shit. This is the house is...
$150 a night?
Yeah.
That's gorgeous. God damn, dude. I had no idea. What's the weather like all year there?
It,
It looks tropical.
Yeah, it's pretty warm climate all year round. Sometimes it does snow in the winter, but generally it's just a little rainy and kind of like here, it gets a little dreary and rainy.
Okay.
Not crazy hot, although in August it gets very, very hot and everybody's at the beach.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is nobody really comes back and says, oh, I just spent my summer in Albania.
That's true.
Why should they? It looks beautiful. I mean,
a lot of people go to Dubrovnik and it's... Croatia, 120 miles north.
Croatia is actually a really popular spot with like Yacht Week and shit. Like that.
I've been looking at properties around the coast in Dubrovnik, and they're pretty inexpensive for what it is.
No shit. Like,
but Dubrovnik is more expensive than
it's
Albania.
Way more expensive. Yeah, but it's even that is not that expensive. I'm talking about like 3,000 to 5,000 square foot places from like half a mil to a mil and a half, which is pretty for waterfront on the Adriatic.
It's
ridiculous.
It's beautiful. And
Europeans look at Croatia like we look at Cancun. It's a little tacky.
Oh, do they?
It's kind of tacky.
Isn't that where Joel's wife is from?
No, she makes fun of. She's from the Czech Republic. She makes fun of people that go to Croatia.
Well, that's because she's landlocked and jealous.
Yeah, I agree. Soups. I'm looking at these photos now, and I want in. I just don't know why nobody's ever talked about it.
I turned 20 in Croatia. I celebrated.
People talk about Dubrovnik and Trieste all the time. I mean, Trieste is Italy technically, but that's also occupied territory.
Yeah, you always hear about Italy and Greece. Yeah. I never hear about Albania. I had no idea, dude. I thought it was going to be one of those gray, cold places with a lot of concrete.
I don't even want to go to Greece. I just want to fly a helicopter over and see all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be near Greek people.
Why?
Really?
Because they're fucking poor. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't let poor people
look
in the
eyes. You know why they're poor, though, right?
Because their economy is bullshit.
Do you know why, though? Do you know what happened?
They inflate their currency all the time.
Who
depend
their currency?
Germany, mostly.
It was Goldman Sachs. They went in and they made predatory loans.
Well, I mean recently, but that was through the loans were from capital from the German government. They were loaning out money after 2008, after the housing market crash, fucked up the world economy. Yeah, they fucking...
But they gave them crazy predatory loans that they could never pay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that here in America too. Yeah. It's called ARM loans. Those were a blast.
Well, no, we were college loans as well, but that's...
It starts with student loans, and then you want to buy a house, and you're like, all right, I'm making a decent living.
Yeah.
Hey, that house you want to get. How about an ARM loan? What's that? It's a very small interest rate that just keeps increasing every 2 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And then, boom, people get buried in it, and there's nothing you can do at that point. You're stuck in a
condo.
That
should be illegal.
I didn't know shit, but it's going on. So that's what's happening in Greece as well?
No, Greece was different. They made these predatory loans to the government. And it was pretty much a way for Goldman Sachs to come in and buy Greece very sneakily.
Mm.
So they knew the loans that they were giving them could never be paid off because they're just paying interest. They're not even touching the loan.
Yeah. This is one of the things Francis Foster was talking about when he was here about why having the euro as the dominant currency all around there doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
for that
it's really
reason.
Bad.
Like Spain, as Spain's economy struggles, even Ireland now, but Spain and Greece especially, and they depend on tourism and stuff like that. It's the same amount of money being spent there for like if somebody leaves at the time before Brexit, if somebody left London and brought euros down there, they expect more for their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same currency everywhere. Like if I go down to Mexico somewhere and spend $500 American, that's like a fucking month worth of salary for somebody.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not how it works in the EU because they use the same currency everywhere. So it's like, the whole thing is it's not resilient anymore because if you have places that are tourism dominant, that's how they make their money. It doesn't make sense for them to have the same, their currency to be the same value as people who live in cities. It can't be like that, right? That's not how it works.
So how long can these guys hang on before this all fucking crashes?
Well, they're just going to keep printing money globally until there's a central bank digital currency.
Yep.
That's a global CB. So
and then they will own us completely. So
yeah, but they still got to come to my house and take it.
Yeah,
because right? I can grow my own food, and then I've got guns. So good fucking luck, asshole. Yeah.
That's wild. So maybe you got to get a man like that. You know, is that what you're looking for?
I don't really look.
Are there still alpha dudes in Albania? I feel like after World War II, most of the alphas in Europe kind of were dead.
No, they're still there.
They're still there.
They still beat their wives.
Good for them.
Well. Is that something you want to be a part of?
No.
Sexually?
No.
Okay. I'm just, look, we got to ask, obviously, okay? We got to ask. I'm going to go to the next conspiracy for you, this TikTok thing.
Let's do it. You know why TikTok's getting taken down, don't you?
I'm about to ask you.
It's because TikTok is spreading the truth about the Israel-Palestine conflict, and it's turning a lot of the young kids anti-Israel, and, you know, our government is Zionist occupied, and so therefore they cannot have that. No. And so they're pretending it's about China spying on them, which it's not. It's that they don't want a narrative that goes against, because if you don't realize our politicians are all bought and paid for by Israel, then you're not paying attention.
Yeah, my wife has a similar thing where she didn't go specifically to Israel. She said the news in general, mm-hmm. that so many young people are using, and Bob had brought this up a long time ago, our producer, that so many young kids are using TikTok as news now.
Yes.
So that's where they're getting their news, and that's where a lot of journalists are going now to make news. And so when they go out to report on these places and everything else, and they're there, it's the one app that isn't controlled by a Facebook or a Elon Musk or somebody else, where they can kind of throttle the content that they're getting as far as what news they're seeing on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, it's not just geopolitics. The tradwife trend started and flourished on TikTok as well. Traditional wife, like women leaving the workforce to go be moms again, is big over there. And for whatever reason, China doesn't censor that part. You kind of think they would, but there's no way to fucking justify it, maybe, I guess. I don't know. But I don't think it's Israel specifically. I think it's just the military-industrial complex in Israel is the easiest pawn on Earth right now. All you can, like, if you're talking about throwing a pebble into a pond and getting some ripple from that, there's nowhere where you get more efficient activity than Israel or the Middle East in general, right? Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is keep, if these dickholes and the globalists and the U.S. military-industrial complex, all they need to do to assure they're going to be rich forever is just to keep supporting Israel. And it'll never go away. That money train will never end, ever.
What is the number one recipient of foreign aid from the U.S.?
Prescribed foreign aid, it's Israel.
It's Israel.
Technically, but it's not. That's not even close to how it actually works out.
All the protests that happened in 2020 with BLM, totally encouraged. The minute the students at university start protesting Palestine, the cops come out.
So it happened in University of Texas, happened in Ohio State last night.
Columbia University in New York.
Yep. Michigan. Did Michigan do anything, Bob, or no? Did they leave that alone, University of Michigan?
I know Minnesota cleared theirs out pretty quick.
Maybe UT Michigan Austin did the same thing they did when those, remember when those cunts in 2020 tried to build a Chaz chop here?
Yep.
And they rode them out of town on fucking horseback. They kind of did that.
I like that.
Two nights ago here.
And I'm not necessarily pro-Palestine.
There's no such thing as Palestine, so how could you be pro it, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Christians in Palestine that people don't realize are getting also ethnically genocided. So while we're over here going, oh, are you killing the Muslims? It's like, actually, the OG Christians, the ones who were the descendants of following Christ, are in Israel.
Assyrian. There's a lot of them.
I mean,
that's what, but there's no such thing as Palestine. That whole area was either Jordan or Syria, right?
And when did they rope it off for Palestine? What
48.
Year was that? 48? Okay. Yeah. And then who made up that name?
Somebody referred to
Philistine,
Palestinians in like the first century.
Syria, Palestina, or whatever you say it in Latin. The first time Palestine, that name was applied, was under Hadrian, maybe?
Yeah.
But those people who are called Palestinians have always been there.
Yeah, but they're Arab. They're not a special version of Arab. They're just Jordanians. For the most, almost all of them are Jordanians.
Sure, but the Israelis that are in there are all Eastern European Jews who are like, oh, I'm native to this land. You're like, you can't even be in the sun for more than 5 minutes.
No, that's not true. Most of them are Middle Eastern Jews. They mostly came from the Middle East. There's not a lot of European Jews there.
There is a lot of European Jews.
I think they're mostly here.
So there's like, is of the area.
There's like 16 million there and 16 million Jews here in America as well. I think it's like
pretty even. Yeah.
And I doubt there are many left in Europe. I don't know why you would stick around in Europe if you were a Jew.
No, you probably want to hop on
maybe
out of
Zurich
there.
Or someplace like that, so you can get your hands on those diamonds.
Yeah. So, do you pay attention? Like, are you in on this election? Do you like Trump?
I would be Trump over Biden, of course, any day. I like Trump better than I've liked anybody. I don't like what he did with the vaccine, pushing that shit. However, I don't know. I'm a little bit conspiratorial in that sense that I think a lot of what Trump does, whether he did it intentionally or do I do think it's intentional, I think he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. A lot of what he does might seem like it's one thing, and then it ends up having a totally different effect. So him pushing the vaccine actually had the impact of people really researching vaccines and learning about vaccine harm. So I don't know if that was intentional, but I kind of like to believe conspiracies. So I'm like, he's a time traveler. He knows what he's doing.
I've said this before in the past. Dan disagrees with me on this. But I think when that many people are panicking and freaked out and all this other shit, you want to give them something to make them feel safe. And in this case, it was the vaccine.
Yeah. Or you could be a fucking man.
And it's
you always have options.
You do.
You could be a little bitch and capitulate to a fucking midget like Anthony Fauci, right?
Well, Fauci's taller than her, okay?
No, he's not. Barely. Well,
we have so many beta males in this country who are so vocal, you know? And it's just like, you know, if you're gonna talk about repealing the 19th, which is huge, you got to repeal it for the beta males too, dude. I say, if you can't fight, you can't vote. That's it.
How would you do that then? Is there a PT before it?
Yeah.
Well, people like to think that the Spartans would send their young men at 12 or 13, depending on the season, out to the woods to kill a wolf, right? You've seen 300.
Uh-huh.
Well, what they really did was kill a slave, right? As far as Europeans go, I believe the Spartans were the first ever, actually, they may be the first ever on Earth to have race-based slavery, right? They didn't like the Carthaginians because they were... They were colored.
Yeah, darker skin. Darker skin, yeah.
It was around the time
internalized racism.
Yeah. It was around the time when the Greeks started to realize that people that were out in the fields more had darker skin, right? That's when the caste system for them began. And I guess it was always like that in China.
Okay.
Right? China, Japan. But what they actually did was they would fucking release a malnourished slave into the woods and the child would go hunt and kill him.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Holy shit.
Can we bring that back?
And then, you know, when the child came back, would probably get butt fucked by all the other adult males.
Come on.
Because they were fucking boy fuckers as well.
Yeah. Really? That's real.
Absolutely. BF'd kids constantly.
Shut the fuck up. Is Jeez. That why? Everybody, why kids? Why well,
the,
kids?
So, all the stories that people tell about the Spartans actually are a whole other group of people, Thebians. Right.
Interesting.
Like, so the Spartans definitely fought at Thermopylae, but it was more like 30,000 and not 300.
Okay.
Right.
300, though, is a nice, fun round
it
number.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to say what movie's going to take off. It's like 30,000.
Wouldn't be a movie. Yeah. It would just be.
We're like, well, that sounds like an army. So.
It sure does. Yeah. 300 sounds more fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't just kids either. Like the Greeks and the Romans both had like eunuch boys, servants and stuff.
What is that?
That means they would find an orphan boy when he was 5-6 year old, cut his dick and balls off, and he was there a slave for the rest of his life.
They're fuck slaves.
They're fuck slave.
Boy. Yeah.
That's why now you guys understand nice. Why I like
that. Why cut the dick off?
To
though?
Make him keep it like a, it's like a lady boy.
Yeah. So he doesn't
it's
mature.
It's not gay. It's just.
Well, Greek. Actually, wouldn't they cut the balls off?
Yeah.
Not the dick.
They might well, not have taken the dick up, but they definitely
cut the balls so that they couldn't get the testosterone.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So what do they do? Like
all your ancient Roman and Greek heroes absolutely blasted ladyboy assholes.
Hey, hey Bob, that's why I have none. Like none.
I think we actually might have some audio of that.
No. Well, we're on Patreon. No. Yeah, if you want to play it for
that's too adult, man.
Anytime we're having a conversation about anything weird, I say I think we have some audio of that, and Bob will play that audio clip. That's allegedly P. Diddy fucking Meek Mill. And it's rough. Have you guys heard it?
No, I haven't heard it.
It's brutal.
It's aggressive.
You probably don't want to.
I want to hear it.
She said it's so funny.
It's funny.
It is hilarious.
It gets me.
You guys want to hear a funny story?
Go ahead.
Hold on. My mom. Okay, you're going to play this?
Yeah. Yo, do you want to hear it? Pop on the headphones. There you go. I got to take mine off.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Now you're scarred for life. Yeah. I'm already scarred for life. Now you're in that club.
Excuse me. I'm going to go throw up.
Yeah, congratulations.
So I do that probably 3-4 times a show, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. That sounds so violent and horrid.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
That guy sounds like he's screaming stop, right? Isn't he saying
no,
stop?
No, everyone sounds like they're having fun, man.
No, saying, it does not, Bob. It does not seem like they're having fun.
They are having fun.
Oh, it's so
having,
gross.
One guy's having fun. Yeah. The other guy is not.
It's not great.
Fun.
Well,
dude,
you don't
that's
know that.
Really. I feel like I've been raped.
Yeah, mentally?
Yeah.
Shit, we just got me too'd for the first time.
Did we really on live on air? Nice. God damn it.
Well, Harvey got out. We'll get out.
Yes.
That's so 1700 disgusting.
1700 episodes, dude. This is the first time somebody said we got me too'd on air.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. That's so gross.
Yeah, you should. You should.
That's generally how I feel about gay sex. So.
Play it again.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, gross. But as far as history goes, so I check out after 200 years just for all this shit. Like, I don't know why... So, Bob, because this is where my mind goes, and this is why all this gets dark for me. Who did the surgeries to cut off the dick and balls? It's not like they had some surgeon.
What do you mean,
and they were
surgery?
They would just burn them off.
That's what I'm saying.
So they just take a hot knife and...
That's even more horrific.
I know.
Be like,
nobody's saying it was a good practice, Ross. We're not defending it.
Damn it.
Well, they're doing it now.
There was one, so my favorite story
I can
about
make adrenochrome. I don't know why people are killing children.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Because, well, it's because of the evil. They like the evil.
Mm, Bob, maybe. What was your favorite story about it?
Nero, his wife died, and he was very upset, and he didn't want to take another woman, so he found this young slave who looked like his wife, had him castrated, and that guy had to spend the rest of his life
pretending to be his ex-wife.
Getting butt fucked by Nero.
He was basically doing what Homeboy did in Tropic Thunder, where he was playing Simple Jack forever. You know what I mean? But in this case, anal sex with a man.
Yeah.
Jesus See, now,
you know, Nero, I think, wanted to be an actor or some kind of entertainer.
Just like Hitler.
And it was like it was a mark of like the end times. And they actually think Nero was the original Antichrist.
Yeah, because actors were seen as such like
They're
low
gross.
Scum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at that time.
It's still true to this day.
I still feel that way.
Still true to this day,
but
by
at
the
that
way,
time,
myself included.
In the Roman Empire, right, that was the mark of the fall, that your emperor wanted to be what was once considered the lowest thing. So it shows you now, too, right? Because our highest accolade is to be a celebrity. And that's like, actually, that's like those are the scum of the universe.
And Nero would also host parties and use Christians as torches for the light.
Yeah, so that's why they think he was the first Antichrist.
What else?
How do you human torch a guy?
I mean, you just put oil up there.
You wrap them in cloth and then put oil on them and light them on fire.
How long would that last?
All night, baby.
No way. The body wouldn't last. Well... I guess, it takes a long time for a body to
burn. Would die within what?
Not long.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. A minute and a half.
You suffocate.
A minute and a half.
You suffocate. Yeah. Wow. Before.
It's more the theatrics. Yeah, he's a theater dude.
Sounds brutal.
And by the way, all that stuff, all that fucking boy hole stuff, considered straight at the time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because as long as you're
long
a top.
As you were topping, you were straight.
Yeah,
top.
it's not gay unless you're like fucking in a relationship or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just... It's
also, if your dog saw you topping, he'd still respect you. But if he sees you bottoming, that's it.
Interesting. Dan's got two dogs.
I have three.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Do they still respect you?
Oh, yeah.
No. So you've never let them watch, is what you're saying.
I would never let them happen. No.
You can't have them.
I actually
in the
make them watch. Because why wouldn't I?
Speaking of which, there's a crazy story about a fucking dog today, man. Jesus Christ.
Air Bud? Is he back?
No, this is worse.
Like Jesus, he came back.
So you know Christy Noem?
The
South
woman
Dakota
that's.
Governor?
Banging
she banged
Corey
her dog?
Lewandowski?
Well, close. Yeah, she was banging Trump's guy, Lewandowski, married. Obviously, that blew up the relationship and everything else. She's on the short list for VP. She's got a book coming out. And in this book, this is an excerpt today, she talks about killing her fucking dog, who was 14 months old, just because she hated the goddamn thing.
Nice.
She blew
I like
its
her.
Brains
I'd vote
out.
For her for vice president.
She blew the dog's brains out.
The theory is...
Did she eat it after?
I don't know. The story just popped up.
Leave the Filipino shit back where it came from, okay?
Damn. I would eat a dog.
That's why Manny Pacquiao got away from his father. They cooked the family dog.
The theory is she doesn't want to be Trump's VP.
Well, that's a good way to piss off everybody.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to outright... She doesn't want to turn him down, so she's just trying to make herself less attractive.
I don't think she's on the list, to be
honest
with you. I
mean, she should just tell him about all the eminent domain shit where she's been stealing fucking North Dakotans' property and giving it to her friends who donated to her campaign.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be good enough.
You can't have someone who is fucking your highest, you know, assistant or whatever the fuck you call it in the Trump White House... You can't have her in there, so that doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand why that would even be an issue.
So she says Cricket. I guess the dog's name was Cricket. Jesus Christ.
That's where she made a mistake.
Yeah, that's a fucking terrible
Don't give
name
us
for
the
a dog.
Name. Don't give us the name of the dog.
Cricket was a wire hair pointer about 14 months old. Said the dog was a female and had an aggressive personality. and needed to be trained to use for hunting pheasants. She a fucking big hunter, I guess?
Typical woman can be the only one in the room.
Okay.
She didn't like a female dog.
So, as the story goes, Crickets they were out during a hunt, and she killed it one day during a hunt.
This dog right here?
Yeah, this is Cricket.
That's a cute dog.
It is a cute dog, actually.
Yeah, it's a pointer. So there's wire hair, German short hair. There's a bunch of different varieties. So remember Carl, Evan's old dog?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a GSP.
What are the chances she's just making this up?
Why would you do it for an autobiography? It's in her autobiography. That's a weird story to drop in an autobiography.
Well, if it's what he's saying, that she doesn't want to be Trump's VP, but she doesn't want to outright deny him.
Usually books you're signed so far in advance, like it's okay. Not an overnight thing.
Does she regret doing it?
Yeah, so she says...
yeah, let's get the inside scoop there.
She says it was difficult, messy, and ugly, but it just simply needed to be done.
Okay, so she's letting you know that she can kill a couple of migrants if they make their way up.
Republican Hillary Clinton.
But dogs instead of babies.
Oh, boy.
So she would take Cricket on a pheasant hunt with the older dogs. She hoped to calm the young dog down and then began to teach it how to behave. Unfortunately, Cricket ruined the hunt, going out of her mind with excitement. This is all quotes in the book. Out of her mind with excitement, chasing all these birds and having the time of her life.
Wow. Dog was happy before it went.
Correct. Gnome says she was calling Cricket and then using an electronic collar to attempt to bring her under control. Then on the way home from the hunt, stopped by and escaped. She was going to drop it off to a local family. Dog escaped the truck and attacked the family's chickens. And she had to put the dog down.
Usually what you'll do is give the dog to someone.
Well, yeah. She tried to. She
tried to.
No, she didn't try to.
It sounds like she did, and then no. The dog got crazy.
It sounds like her little fucking posh white woman hunt didn't go well one time.
And she lost
it. And her high fence fucking pheasant.
She lost it.
Place, and she was just like, no, I will not be inconvenienced by another life. And she took that life.
Yeah.
That's what really happened.
Right.
Because she's a cunt.
Well, isn't it crazy how we get more upset about a dog dying than people?
Yeah, I've killed plenty of both. And to be honest, I never fucking even broke a sweat with people.
Yeah. Dogs, though, he's got an issue.
He's a hardened criminal in here. Hardened.
Well, here's the wild thing. As this story goes on here in the book, Gnome says Cricket was the picture of joy, but, quote, I hated that dog.
I had to snuff her out.
Because, and it was untrainable, dangerous to anyone she came in contact with, and less than worthless.
There's no way that dog. A fucking pointer is dangerous.
Look at that dog. Pop it up one more time.
A vicious killer.
That looks like a vicious fucking killer who needs to be put down.
If my cat starts getting out of hand now, I know I have recourse.
Oh, you have a cat too?
Yeah.
You're never getting married again. God, I mean, you're really trying, aren't you?
You know, I'm trying, but it's not stopping anything, so, you know.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
You got to get, how many cats?
Just one.
Oh, God damn.
I have three, and their names are Biscuit, Muffin, and Cupcake, just in case I want to eat them.
You guys do cats too? I thought that was more of an Asian thing.
Yeah, I did too.
We eat cats and dogs.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So if worse came to worse and you guys were hungry, would you kill the cats and eat them?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously.
I'd start with Muffin because he's the one that I don't like the most.
No, I would kill the animals and then myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why? You wouldn't eat the animal?
Mm-mm.
Come on. Aww. Really? You wouldn't eat your own
dog?
I think
he just wants a reason to kill himself.
I don't need any.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
a veteran. I got one. 22 a day, actually. So...
So when wow, he's got a chalkboard with the number.
I think that's actually really sweet that you love your dogs that much.
It's not their job to sacrifice me. It's the opposite, right?
Well,
because they're in my charge.
But he keeps a calendar at home. So if it's at 21, he'll consider it at the end of the night.
Yeah, yeah. But then
just to reach the number.
I mean, it's gotten down to like 11:45 at night, and then finally another one comes through. I'm like, thank God that guy killed himself.
So Dan will just be
I'm fine.
At home alone.
One more day
bed.
For me.
Yep.
You know,
it doesn't have to be you.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, I guess
you could add to the number.
No, because then it throws off the
numbers. No, you can't kill. You can't kill yourself. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you kill yourself, you have to come back as a person with Down syndrome, and you know
that would be awesome.
Shut the
Are you
fuck
kidding
up,
me?
Dude?
You know how dope that would be?
I'm dead ass. That's what happens.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Is that what you believe?
So you're telling me all 100%. My friends that killed themselves are just walking around as retards now?
Maybe, that's why Down syndrome people are so happy.
Yeah, because if you kill yourself, you're dealing with a lot of emotional turmoil in your mind. There's a lot going on, so you blast your brains out. And then you come back as a person with Down syndrome, which is amazing because people with Down syndrome are the most happiest people on earth, right? They don't care about your job or your shoes. They're just happy to see you now. And you got to learn to live in the present moment because every moment is a gift. And who lives in the present moment more than a person with Down syndrome?
I wasn't even considering killing myself until you said that.
Now he is. And it's like, hey.
Now I'm definitely going to do it at some point. If it's on my deathbed, I'm going to be like, hey, I got it. Boom.
Yeah.
And I show back up loving grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there was a friend of mine from high school who hit me up and he was like, hey, dude, listen to the show. I wish you wouldn't say the word retard so much. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, if they're more happier than we are. Like, we're the ones who are fucking miserable every goddamn day. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe we're the ones doing it incorrectly.
Yeah.
I'd never heard this theory, though, that if you commit suicide, you come back with Down syndrome.
Well, that's because it's retarded.
Maybe.
No, it's real. It's real.
Trust me, bro.
I side with Lila here.
Yeah.
I side with Lila.
I don't think reincarnation's real.
That's not even a conspiracy, though.
It's just something
you don't believe in.
I don't believe it's real.
Oh my God, dude. What's the date like with you? Like, what is it? Like, how do you, when you go to the Olive Garden, we're going to the Olive Garden today. When you go to the Olive Garden with a nice gentleman, how do you even start a conversation?
The first thing I figure out is whether they believe in the moon landing. And if they say yes, the date's over. We have no common ground. I really did go on a date with a guy, and he told me that he thought the moon landing was real, and I was like, yeah, this is never going to work out.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Never going to work out.
We had what's his name? Jacob Chansley, the fucking QAnon shaman on the show?
Yes.
Wow.
And he thinks that the moon is a superstructure. You know that theory?
I've heard that theory.
It's like aliens built it, and it's hollow or whatever the fuck.
So where do we get the footage from the moon?
Oh, we faked it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We faked it inside of a studio.
You think so, too?
If you play the moon footage back on double speed, it just looks like they're walking normally.
Well, think about this. If we've gone to the moon, how come we haven't just gone there all the time?
Like, thank you.
Why have we? And we have better cameras now. We could go there. How come we can't go there on vacation?
Yeah. Do you guys know the answer why NASA says we didn't go back?
No.
Do you know?
I think it was funding. Yeah, it was a budget issue.
Okay,
right?
Nope. They say we lost the technology, and that is
not true. We use Newton's laws of motion. We didn't even have modern physics.
But they said
we didn't lose it. That's from the 1600s.
That's what they say, though. You can pull it up. The NASA scientist says we lost the technology. We don't have it anymore. So that's why
it
was bullshit.
There's no technology. The moon barely has gravity. It's like you just land on it.
Right, but that's what they said.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, look it up.
No, I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying they didn't say that shit. People say all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah. So,
and you, in particular, have said so much weird shit within this show here. I just can't imagine.
I just want to also say I've said it very confidently.
Yeah. Like, there's no breaking. There's no changing your mind.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you're the conspiracist version of a Muslim. Where it's just like there's no
fundamentalist conspiracy theory.
That's kind of what it is. Where it's, we're not changing your minds.
Well,
so the moon guy, you go out with him,
yeah,
and he says, "Hey, the moon landing is real." He says it's fake. You walk out of the restaurant at that point.
I wasn't going to be rude. I gave him a couple more chances, and then by the third day, he still hadn't tried to kiss me, and I was like, "All right, well, not only did you not believe in the moon, but you're also gay." So
yeah.
So I broke it off, and then he wouldn't leave me alone
for
2 months.
What I'm always talking about, the Taming of the Shrew is the ultimate guide to male-female relationships.
Mm. Yeah.
It is. It just is. You're asking me to explain?
Yeah.
Yes. Women don't belong in any kind of masculine role, but still feel the existential need to protect themselves, and when a man isn't there to show them they're protected, they will act out. That's what the shrew is. That's what the story is about from Shakespeare.
And it sounds like you've been acting out a lot, dude.
Yeah. You need to get fucking smacked up a little bit.
You really?
Trust me, I got smacked up plenty in my childhood. I'm good.
Yeah, but nobody took over as an adult.
Afterwards, yes. And that was your issue.
Like, the need doesn't go away. Would you stop eating too?
Yeah.
Did I stop eating? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you've got to have that. It's the fear of that backhand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Just a little rap on the beak.
Just a little rap on the beak.
Well, if you want to get shot, you should definitely put your hands on
me. I don't think
me,
it's so. Fear, though. That's not the
it's not
that's,
fear.
That's not the emotion women experience when they need to get hit. It's not fear.
Yeah.
They don't fear it. They welcome it.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, interesting. Talking a lot of smack over there. Let me tell you how to handle a woman.
I think the two of you guys should go out one night.
Do you believe in the moon landing?
I have no idea. I guess the better question is, do I believe that government would fake something like that? And the answer is obviously yes, because they faked COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the government totally would fake it. I just...
There's a new movie that...
I don't think we're smart enough for that.
Yes, they are. We're not smart enough to go to the moon. There's a new movie that's coming out, actually, with Scarlett Johansson. And they pretty much are doing the revelation of method in there, because in that movie it's about everything that went into the moon landing,
mm-hmm.
and then they realize they're not going to make it, so they bring this woman in to fake it, to set up a whole studio.
Oh, she's in the thing.
And she's in the thing. You can look it up, Scarlett Johansson moon landing movie, and you're just like, oh, they're just basically telling you what they did. It's insane.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
And at the end of it, she even goes, "We should have had Kubrick direct it," which is the big theory, which is the big conspiracy.
I'm working on a book about it. Yeah, that's funny. Because when you go back and watch Space Odyssey, have you seen that movie, 2001?
I believe so. I don't know.
Was it Robert Duvall?
No, it was Kubrick directed it.
Oh yes.
And it's when you watch it, because they've got a new HD version now. That's incredible, right? They remastered and all that other shit. The only thing shitty about it was the monkey costumes at the beginning, which lasts for like 15 minutes. Skip through that bullshit.
Totally. Yes, I remember that.
But the moon and the space shots and everything else were just as amazing as anything that's been put out today. And it's incredible. And that movie came out, well, they shot it 2 years before the moon landing. So out of the realm of possibility, I just don't go down that road that much. And then because I believe in Buzz Aldrin. And I believe he fucks hard.
The chat's saying that Channing Tatum plays a scientist in this movie.
He does.
So you know it's legit.
Yeah.
Come on. He Bob, does. Bring this up.
He doesn't even play Magic Mike anymore.
He can't do math.
The name is Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Well, you know, after...
So is it going to be Sinatra related?
After they did the Hidden Figures movie where they had a bunch of black ladies solving math problems, they were like, oh, they'll believe Channing Tatum does math.
I kind of think the two of you guys are great together.
The
more and more you keep talking, is the more and more I believe that you guys might be meant for each other.
I always wonder why people aren't offended by Wakanda, right? Because it's not true. It's an allegedly marginalized minority.
Sure.
Right. Throughout all of human history, if you believe this bullshit.
Yeah.
But no, that's not true. They're actually the most technologically advanced people of all time, forever.
We was Kangs, bitch.
Yeah, they are. Like,
oh, man.
Everybody was black.
That's very weird. That's like your group making a fucking slam dunk contest and expecting everybody to believe it's real.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean?
A midget slam dunk contest would be dope as shit, though.
It's like
what are you talking about, man? When the European colonists went over and robbed Africa of all of their resources, yes, the people hadn't invented a wheel yet. Yes, they were still living in huts, but they were getting there. They were getting there.
Is there a trailer for this movie, Bob? I just saw you pull it up. Is this coming out soon?
Yeah.
It was on... whatever that last page was, I caught it out of the corner of my eye there. We're on Patreon today.
Okay.
It's a bonus show. Fuck it. Play the goddamn trailer. Let's see it. Is this it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shit. Fly Me to the Moon is about faking the moon landing.
Hey, Joe. Eating gold. Miss, you're on fire.
Very original. No, I do not want to stop, drop, and roll with you.
No, your book is on fire.
Oh, my God.
Alcohol and flames. They like each other. Cole Davis.
Kelly Jones.
Oh, God. That's so bad.
He's never been good.
Public support for the moon mission is rock bottom.
Every day, something is breaking.
You know what he doesn't believe in the moon landing.
And we're dead. Again.
Yeah, we're blowing up.
The space program is a bloated mess.
NASA needs a marketing specialist, and you are the very best.
Woody Harrelson in this shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know for a fact he doesn't believe in the moon.
Fuck no, he doesn't.
What?
I'm joking.
Are they going to address the fact that half of the people in this are Nazis? Or how is that going to work?
They're not going to address that.
Nazi.
Operation Paperclip.
Those men are going to be bigger than the Beatles.
Who is that?
For me, this is very personal.
He's got my name.
You told me that your guys don't do interviews, so I had to hire new guys.
I'm here for the casting.
Who's he?
You. You're a juicy part.
60 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea. How's that?
What?
That's good. The whole world will be watching. We can't afford to lose to the Russians. We need to shoot the backup version of the moon landing.
You mean to fake it?
Wow.
No one can ever know what we're doing.
I cannot accept that.
They will shoot you.
What is my budget?
Oh, boy.
I know a lot more about the moon than I know about you.
Give me go, no go for launch.
If you fake this mission, every single thing that we have sacrificed will have been for nothing.
You know you couldn't have made it to this day without me.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And
my Armstrong is a whiny little bitch. We have to recast.
We should have gotten Kubrick.
What I say?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I'm literally writing about this
now. Holy shit.
They really couldn't have found somebody. This is a really good idea.
Yes.
But they put Channing Tatum as the lead male.
So you need a worldwide box office star. Look, he's never good. It's just he's
if you're going to have.
You got to spend the budget.
He's supposed to be an astronaut.
I know, dude.
Come on, man.
Bro, I'm with you. Just get fucking Tom Hardy. God damn it, man. Because it's a really great concept. It's a really great trailer. When your lead is that stiff, holy shit.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, if they're going to have a straight white man saving the day, he's got to be gay. So.
Well, Tom Hardy.
Is Tom Hardy gay?
Yeah, he talks about taking another man in his mouth. And then they shut down his publicist. Like, whoa, no more interviews for you. That's why he does not do press at all.
Wow.
Because he's cool. He's just like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Like, yes.
It doesn't sound that cool.
Sounds
pretty gay.
But he said it. He goes, dude, I'm in the theater. And it was like, he looked at the interviewer like they were crazy.
He was a heroin addict.
Yeah, he was like, I'm in the theater. Like, yeah, I was sucking dick. People suck my dick. I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, all right. Man, you're grossed out by a lot.
Right, that's disgusting.
Well,
I think it's hilarious.
That's love.
Two dudes fucking each other. That's not love.
It is love. Bob, do you want to pull up Brokeback for her real quick? And I'm kidding.
Oh God, that was the beginning of them popularizing gayness for everyone.
Not the beginning.
Well, they really took it to another level with that movie.
Yeah, Queen pretty much started that. But I'm kidding.
Harvey Milk
did. Yeah,
when he was fucking teenage boys.
Ugh. Yeah, he did that.
That's
too.
Their hero.
Yeah, he did that too. All right, kids, now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helps you become the person you are today. Leonardo, who do you want to give that to?
Oh, the Drinking Bro of the Week?
Yeah, or a broette. Could be a girl.
Shit. Can you come back to me? I got to think about that.
Yeah, let's go with Lila first.
I'm going to see my dad.
There you go.
My dad is the Drinking Bro of the Week. It's been so awesome. He just recently retired, and he's been going to a lot of comedy shows with me. He has the best laugh, and he definitely loves to drink whiskey. You guys would love him. He served 20 years in the military, and I like to think that I just sustained the injuries he was supposed to have.
Mm. Sometimes it skips a generation. They do say that.
Yeah. And when I'm walking around on the military base, people are always like, thank you for your service. And I'm like, you're welcome.
Mm. Yeah. Did you tell them?
No, I just walk with a limp. They think I got injured. And I'm just like, I just go with it.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah. Do you give like a salute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up? Where was your dad in the military?
In Hawaii.
So he was either Marine or Army?
He was Navy.
Navy. Yeah. What did you do?
Worked in submarines.
Mm, he faked the moon landing.
Yeah, sure did. That's so weird. I'm literally writing about this right now. What's your Drinking Bro of the Week?
Shit.
Ah, oh, you piece of shit.
Come on, dude.
You know?
There's no one that has helped you in this life?
My grandma is the Drinking Bro of the Week. Yeah, my grandma FaceTimes me every day.
From Albania?
Nope. She's in New York with my family. Mm. She FaceTimes me just to ask me if I have cooked the beans she gave me on my last trip. And made the bean soup.
Did
and
I'm she like, give you beans? What kind of beans
are
they? She gave
me dry white beans and smoked beef and told me this is how you make a nice bean soup.
Hmm.
Okay.
So when you finally get a husband, you can let him bang you in the butt. Well, you're not going to let him bang you in the butt. So make him a bean soup.
I'm getting a lot of mixed signals here.
Yeah, this doesn't sound great because we found you a nice suitor here, and you're not doing yourself any favors.
Well, you can have
bean soup.
But you can't have my butthole
shitting all over the house.
Well, that's why you can't have my butthole. So,
well,
I don't see how that translates.
Yeah, me neither. Nobody. Some people don't care.
Some people are into that.
That's disgusting.
That Spanish progressive politician last week.
Oh, God.
You see that shit? He was eating
progressive.
His own
That's
poop.
What progressive means. You eat your own poop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it does.
I told you, the whole thing's a perversion. It's a demonic perversion, and it's meant to drive us to humiliate ourselves.
What whole thing? What do you mean?
The ass eating.
I see.
I don't know, because my ass led someone to Jesus, so I don't know about that.
Well, there
that.
You go, yeah. See? But he turned it all around, you know?
Yep.
He's probably visited by demons after that.
No, it sure isn't. Give it a shot one night.
No, thanks.
That's
you
all
know what
asking.
They say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Exactly.
Sure is.
And the road is your hurt
asshole.
Your asshole, yeah. That's what it is. So.
I'm going to pass on that. Thank
you
very much.
And your small intestine,
maybe. Have you given it a shot?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's keep it out.
If you're not open to new experiences...
Maybe
that's on you.
Maybe that's what Taming the Shrew is about. We should make a modern version where the guy's just trying to convince her to do anal the whole time.
The whole time. It's just like,
well,
look,
first of
you're
all,
gonna love it. You're
if
gonna
you,
love
if we
it.
Were supposed to do that, okay, you guys know that bottoms, after I think about 10 years, it's probably less than that, of bottoming, have to wear adult diapers for the rest of their life because their anal sphinx doesn't work anymore.
Well, it's not like you're doing it every day unless you're gay.
Well, it's just not supposed to be that way, so.
Well, we don't know. Okay.
We do know.
I mean, you haven't given it a shot.
Playing sports, you get injured too.
Exactly.
So just jot that down.
Yeah. And then if you get injured a ton, you might get drafted by the Falcons in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Last night was fucking brutal. You can stop tagging me and all that Michael Penix shit. I'm all done. I feel the same way. Worst franchise in the history of the NFL. Along with the Cleveland Browns. We appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you.
Tell everybody where they can find you tonight.
Tonight, we'll be at the Vulcan. I'm hosting for Alex Stein's comedy show, and you will see Leonardo Joni there. So come hang out, and we're so excited for the Chat Rat meetup.
Yeah, and if anybody's there who's a listener and you want to ask her about her butthole, feel free.
Eric,
don't ask me about my butthole unless you want to get knocked out.
Do it. Do it.
Eric is there as well. There's a bunch of people.
Tonight?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're on tomorrow night's bill, so we'll be there tomorrow night. You can get tickets for it at the Vulcan's website. We go on at 6. I think Alex is going on afterwards at 7. Shane Cashman from
there's a lot of
Wednesday
stuff. There's
show.
There's a panel on election integrity.
Mm-hmm.
With I think that Destiny guy is going to be there, so he's just going to get lit the fuck up.
Oh,
by everybody
that guy.
In attendance. Yeah. And then there's some other things after as well.
I heard Alex Jones might stop by.
So he's nice. Definitely going to be there, but Roseanne may stop by as well. We'll see.
Oh, shit.
That'd be great. Yeah. It'd be great. So join us. Big fans, congratulations on your tours. I follow you on Twitter. Your Twitter has exploded. You're everywhere, it seems like. And
a very large,
fun.
Large presence.
Large presence for a small body. Yeah. Yeah, proud of you.
And only getting bigger.
Only getting bigger. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.